This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's the final story of the day. Before we get to that, we've got Arvin in the studio, and of course, we're going to have Audrey Raj. If you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 just before we go to break, or on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Do we have anything, Audrey?
Yes, we do. I'm going to try and read this the best I can. We were talking about James Gunn and being forgiving for, you know, for tweets that were done like almost a decade ago. Rambling Mind says, I'm glad you all are so forgiving. So since a former leader has shown contrition and such, can y'all forgive him?
We know who he's talking about, don't we?
Yes.
former Malaysian leader.
It is too soon. I would say it's too soon. Mm-hmm. It'll take time. You have to see like what the person has done, you know, over a matter of years. Didn't we elect a former leader to power who, you know, asked for forgiveness? To be forgiven for stuff that they did in the past?
Good point.
Good point. Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Final story then, about airlines. Yay, my favorite topic. How Etihad have launched a customer service line on WhatsApp, of all things.
Yeah, so Etihad Airways has launched a new service that will allow its premium flyers to contact the airline via WhatsApp. Frequent flyers will now be able to send the airline questions about their flights directly using WhatsApp while they are at the Abu Dhabi International Airport. The feature will be expanded to send guest information like flight reminders, flight status, and other messages, all this via WhatsApp. Etihad, of course, is joining KLM in developing a channel on WhatsApp Business. I think it was KLM that became the first to launch a WhatsApp Business account last year, which allowed customers to confirm bookings, ask questions, receive check-in notifications, boarding passes, and flight status updates using the WhatsApp Business app. So for now, Etihad's service via WhatsApp is reserved for its premium guests, but they also have other real-time channels for their guests, and this is on Twitter.
So right now, it's only going to be in Abu Dhabi, is it?
Only at the Abu Dhabi International Airport, but this is the way of the future, is it not? Imagine, I don't know how many times this has happened to me where I've gotten to the airport to board my flight and then I check my email while I'm there, you know, waiting.
Of course.
And then I realize that, oh, my flight has been delayed by 2 hours. So I'm there for effectively 4 hours waiting for my flight. I wish I'd heard about it earlier.
If
it's via WhatsApp, right, I may have noticed that notification instead of an email.
Yeah, it's like how I get notified for stuff on Netflix now, on WhatsApp. Yeah. Didn't you have that message where they can contact you on Netflix?
No.
Yeah, well, so now we know. Of course, it has to come via
Arvin. Tell me more
so
about Netflix this magical service.
If you go to Netflix, they have an option for you to opt in for Netflix on WhatsApp.
Okay.
If you go to your Netflix settings page. So you get Netflix sends you stuff on WhatsApp telling you about new programs, new schedules, you know, stuff that they've newly added. Normally, before, it would be one of those notifications that you get through the app that you just like dismiss. SMS isn't, close to non-existent.
Don't judge me for dismissing them, you know.
I dismiss them. Right. I dismiss them. But then when you get something on WhatsApp, you're bound to open it because you're checking WhatsApp for other messages as well. So when that happens, you see Netflix's message to you and then you go like, oh, what's there? Mm. And then you go watch it.
Oh, there you go.
It just feels so much more personalized.
This is the future, isn't it? Right. Just quickly going to one of our messages on Instagram from November Blaze, who says, might as well ban these people from social media. Good question. Good point. But, we can't do that. You know, technically, they are their personal accounts.
Even though it says the 45th president of the United States right after his name, it is still his personal account. He's not tweeting from the POTUS account.
Right. It's like how some people, after their name, will put their degree, whatever it is, their BA and their ONS and whatever.
Or resident Netflix specialist.
That works.
Resident Netflix specialist. That's going to go on my card. But if someone is in a position of power, I want them to have Twitter. Don't ban them, because it's more dangerous to have people working quietly on stuff that they have planned out than going online and just tweeting it out because knee-jerk reactions, they're angry with somebody, they just all over social media.
And to be fair, I do like seeing some of these rants. As much as we are sat here saying, oh no, it affects share prices and this, that, and the other, It is entertaining, you know, and that is the kind of society that we live in today, when that's where we're getting some of our entertainment from.
Have you seen The Post, the movie The Post?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay, it's about the Vietnam War. And
Hang on. This is a resident Netflix expert. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's about the Vietnam War. Yeah. And it's how the Washington Post sort of exposed the whole thing of why the U.S. was going to Vietnam and, you know, how they were sending people there, knowing very well that they couldn't win. It took them so long to get to that conclusion. It took them years and years and years of research and digging and the difficulty of getting the news out, because they had to do it on newspaper, because the people in the White House didn't rope in the public, and they had no way to access the public mainstream news, so they were not talking. But if they had social media like everyone in the White House does now, or every other government has now, and they are tweeting, they're bound to say something that you can pick up, and then the public can go in and go, no, I don't think this is proper, or this is not right, or this is not good.
Good point.
Yeah, so even like the Helsinki thing that happened in the US, the reason there's so much backlash and the reason that people like weighed in and said that no, this is not how it should have been done, is because of social media.
Yeah, I agree.
Feedback from the people on the ground.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's all the time we have for today. Folks, don't go anywhere though. We've got the Breakfast Grill replay coming up very shortly, but let's quickly run through the stories that we covered today. Of course, we did start off with that story, and we continue with the theme all the way through the show of whether or not people in power should be held responsible for their social media updates.
Yes, and then that story about Nike giving its employees, or at least 10% of its employees, a raise to make them feel empowered. Is it really to help them feel empowered, or is it damage control?
We also spoke about how Chinese millennials are slowly dropping WeChat because they're afraid of their privacy.
And then?
And then, Richard's favourite topic. Now you can text your airline. Etihad is joining KLM in developing a channel on WhatsApp to interact with their customers.
Excellent stuff. I will be complaining an awful lot. Right, just to wrap up though, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, as per usual, is the Breakfast Grill replay with the new Minister of Water, Land and Natural Resources, Dr. Xavier Jayakumar. He came to the office pledging to resolve the water issue in Selangor in 1 month. The Breakfast Grill found out the progress on this front as well as the ministry's priorities. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of our resident Netflix specialist, Arvin Yuvaraj.
Nice.
And of course, our resident expert on texting your airlines, Audrey Raj. This has been Enterprise BizBite. We will be back tomorrow, of course, same time, same place at noon. We'll have another topic for you then. Don't go anywhere. Coming up after this music is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.